Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman. At the same time, CBS News analyst and Dickinson College professor and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. NATO, the intention in Madrid is to make it very clear that thou shalt not pass. NATO's countries are to be protected at all costs from the Russian invader in Ukraine. However, Jeff, I note that the economies of Europe are now hostage to the Russian energy. Mr. Putin announcing that he may or may not allow natural gas to flow through Nord Stream 1 at the old levels or at reduced levels, depending upon and then their conditions, telling me that Europe is not in any way protected from the energy weapon that is in the that's in the hands of the Kremlin. So the question then, Mario Draghi may or may not continue as prime minister in Rome. Olaf Scholz is under pressure because there's a recession in Europe, in Germany right now, and that Nord Stream 1 is all they have to keep the lights in the power plants lit, I'm told. Britain doesn't have a prime minister and won't have one until September, and Emmanuel Macron, who used to speak volubly with President Putin in the early days, has fallen silent. So therefore, is Europe able to continue this war? Are they tiptoeing towards the door? Because these same countries are part of NATO, but they're also in the European Union that is facing dramatic inflation and a downturn across the whole landscape, not just in Ukraine, but even Northern Europe. So what is your measure now of the ambition of NATO to stand up to the Russian invader?
Yeah, I think the situation may be in doubt in the next few months, may be very telling. Clearly, what Mr. Putin is doing, John, is he is, I think, betting on the fact that the determination of an autocracy will triumph over the ability of democracies to maintain consensus and maintain focus. And we've seen a drifting away here in the United States as well of attention to this particular war in Ukraine. You know, I might add that list of politician woes that you described, that Mr. Macron's popularity now is below President Biden's in France. And furthermore, Mr. Macron, of course, lost his majority for his party in the parliament. I'm sure Mr. Putin is very delighted to hear all this, but he has said that he would continue to fulfill his commitments to supply natural gas, but has caveated that by saying that, you know, this could be affected by sanctions which prevent the actual maintenance of the Nord Stream pipeline. And the European president of the European Commission advised just the other day that European countries should now begin to try to save up to 15% of their annual natural gas consumption. And while she says that right now is aspirational, it could in fact become binding. And we see at the same time European countries trying to expand the storage of natural gas for the winter and trying to expand the access they have from other countries. But if there was a shutoff of natural gas to Europe from Russia, most of the economists that I look at, John, suggest that recession economically would be the result. So can these elected leaders across Europe, many of whom are parts of coalition governments, stand up in consensus as a team of 30 countries in the face of high inflation and in the face of the possibility of shortages of energy in a very cold winter? Now, that being said, I think it's important to contextualize this by saying the Russians are not actually in great shape either. Reports for June was that inflation in Russia had hit 16%.
What we have then is both sides looking at each other across this landscape of artillery, asking how long it can go on. Jeff, I mentioned to you that what history says is that countries that are involved in existential war, which is what we're looking at here, go on far beyond reason, go on and on and on to the point that there really is no surrender. There's just nobody left in the palace or the presidential house or the fortress to surrender. One side is gone. Is that what we're involved in now? One side not only to destroy each other on the battlefield, but the Russian Federation versus NATO, only one will survive.
Well, I think it's, you got to also make sure we include the Ukraine in this. Of course, the existential problem is for the Ukraine. Clearly, if Ukraine loses this war, Ukrainian identity goes away, because that has been a goal of the Russians from the very onset. And that's why Russifying the territories they occupy is important. So it's an existential war for Ukraine. That is without question. And that's why Ukrainian determination to resist, I think, has been so strong. It's an existential threat for Mr. Putin politically. And that's why he's determined as an autocrat to pursue this war as well as some of those around him. I'm less sure this is an existential war for the Russian people. And there's a real concern, I think, in Russia about their ability to maintain popular support.
All right.
It may well be an existential war for NATO as an organization. But it's not, and that's part of the problem, though, is that it is not necessarily an existential threat to the survival of the United States as a nation or for any of those individual countries. So consequently, translating the threat into popular support for this conflict in the face of inflation, potential recession, et cetera, becomes a real challenge for Democratic leaders.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.